Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures. And, well, cattle futures ended up with a nice day yesterday. Hogs, though, continue to kind of struggle a little bit.
Yes, our hog market is still having its problems. But as you said, Dave, our cattle had a great day as we traded and closed positive with triple-digit gains occurring in the feeder cattle. Now, only the April live cattle on Friday were unable, or I should say only the April live cattle were able to make a new high for the week on Friday. All the other contracts, despite trading positive, could not make new highs for the week. And we did see choice box beef up 13 cents Friday. Select boxes down 25, total movement of 113 loads. Daily cattle kill was only 95,000 head. The weekly kill, 531,000. Cash feeder index was down 92 cents. And we did see late Friday cash being reported in Kansas at 165, which is $2 higher than the previous week. On the close Friday, April live cattle were 95 cents higher. May feeders up 235, and June lean hogs 15 cents lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, we'll take a look at our grain futures from Friday. And, well, the wheat futures with a nice day, but the corn and the soybeans finished lower.
That's right, Dave. Our soybean futures Friday actually made new lows for the week and closed negative. While the corn was slightly mixed on the close, and the wheat futures, as Dave said, and a positive close to the upside both in Kansas City and Chicago. For the week, the May corn gained 6 cents, May soybeans lost 6 cents, and May Kansas City wheat lost 16 cents for the week. Now, Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the morning is our prospective planting and our quarterly grain stocks report everyone's been waiting for. And also, we will have a holiday shortened week as Friday the markets will be closed for Good Friday. At the moment, the May KC wheat's 4.5 cents higher. May corn's up a half a penny. May soybeans 1 penny higher. May cotton is up 5 points. May crude oil trading 48 cents lower. The June dollar index is 54 cents higher. And June Dow Jones futures up 120 points this morning.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. And we're going to visit again tomorrow, and we'll look forward to that as we always do. Now, that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.